strength, help us go in this world where every road or ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words of the true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh let the ancient words embark. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice, oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words, Lord, preserve for our walk in this world. They resound with God's on earth, oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
You guys saw it. You're incredible young ladies. Our Old Testament reading can be found on page 42 of your pew Bible. It comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 45, verses 1 through 15. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all those who stood by him, and he cried out, "Send everyone away from me." So no one stayed with him when Joseph made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard it, and the household of Pharaoh heard it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" But his brothers could not answer him, so dismayed were they at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." And they came closer. He said, "I am your brother, Joseph, whom you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For the famine has been in the land these 2 years, and there are 5 more years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvest. God sent me before you to preserve you for a remnant on earth and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all of his house, and ruler over all the land of Egypt. Hurry and go up to my father and say to him, 'Thus says your son Joseph, God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay. You shall settle in the land of Goshen, and you shall be near me, you and your children and your children's children, as well as your flocks, your herds, and all that you have. I will provide for you there, since there are 5 more years of famine to come, so that you and your household and all that you have will not come to poverty. And now your eyes and the eyes of my brother Benjamin see that it is my own mouth that speaks to you. You must tell my father how greatly I am honored in Egypt and all that you have seen. Hurry and bring my father down here." Then he fell upon his brothers Benjamin's neck and wept, while Benjamin wept upon his neck. And he kissed all his brothers and wept upon them. And after that, his brothers talked with him. Our New Testament reading can be found on page 17 of the New Testament, book of Matthew, chapter 15, verses 10 through 28. Then he called to the crowd to him and said to them, "Listen and understand, it is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defiles." Then the disciples approached and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let them alone. They are blind guides of the blind. And if one blind person guides another, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain this parable to us." Then he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles. For out of the heart comes evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witnesses, slander. These are what defile a person, but to eat with unwashed hand does not defile." Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre in Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take your children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." And then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Lord, bless the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart and my mind. Let it be acceptable to you and thy sight, my Lord and my Redeemer. Amen. From the heart. If you drove by today and you saw the marquee out there, you saw "from the heart." The tradition of the day was the heart was where the core of, not so much the pulmonary piece where it pumps the blood into our body and keeps us alive. Certainly they knew that the heart was vital. But the heart was more as the central or the core, not just the heart itself, but like the heart of the matter, if you were articulating that. We know that in the last few weeks there's been a lot of hate, a lot of words about hate, a lot of reporting about hate, a lot about things that have happened in Charlottesville, and, you know, it brings to mind Ferguson and Baltimore and the riots and the damage. And the heart of the matter there was probably a good part hate, or unbelief, or anger. I mean, there's a whole host of rationales for why the violence has been there. But something that's core to our Christian faith is that
out of the mouth that defiles you or makes you the Old Testament that David read, Joseph was sold by his brothers in slavery in Egypt with the intent they didn't want his blood on their hands, so they took an expedient alternative. They sold it to a caravan. They went to Egypt. They all know about Potiphar's wife and the people who he met while he was in jail, the dreams, and how ultimately he comes to power in Egypt, and how the famine starts, and now his family, sorry, like most of the world is, they end up coming to Egypt with food. And how Joseph responds, and he says to them, as David read that piece, "You meant this for evil." They meant to do away with Joseph. They meant to have nothing else to do with Joseph because of their anger with him, with their grief, and any number of vile thoughts. But Joseph said, all that was done, that was behind each and every part of it, not necessarily causing it all to happen, but there to make sure that it is, as Romans 8:28 tells us, God works all things for those who love the Lord and Christ Jesus. Joseph was put in prison. He came out of it. And he walked with God and worshiped with God and had a relationship with God that left him of no doubt aware that God was with him. No matter where he was, and Jesus in the New Testament piece that we get from Matthew, we know that Jesus is speaking to a group of Pharisees. We look at chapter 15 as it starts. These Pharisees have come to Jesus and protested that his disciples were washing their hands before they ate. This was a ritual. That was the oral tradition of the Jewish time. And they were criticizing, and Jesus goes on to describe what it is that really makes you unclean and what really defiles you. And after the Pharisees left, he said, they called the crowd and said to them, "Listen and understand, it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles the person, but what comes out of the mouth that defiles." You know, those disciples, they didn't leave him all this time, so they know exactly what he meant, right? No. Then the disciples approached and said, "Do you know that the Pharisees took offense?" And they don't understand and say, "Explain this parable." Well, the Pharisees were supposed to be leading and teaching the people of Israel, and yet they were so wrapped around the letter of the law, the tradition of the law, and lost sight of the intent of the law. Jesus sums up the Ten Commandments when they challenge him, when they come to him and say, "Teacher, Rabbi, what's the greatest of the commandments?" And he says, "The greatest is, thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart, thy soul, thy mind, thy strength. And the second is no less than Jesus, to love thy neighbor as thyself." That's the intent of the law. Now, you can read the letter of the law, the Ten Commandments, go to Exodus. You can read the letter of the law, but the intent is that we love God with just a little bit of our heart. Not at all. And if we love God with all our heart, do we have room for hate in our hearts if we're focusing on loving God? Can we hate another human being? Jesus said, in one time, "You've heard it said that thou shalt not kill, or thou shalt not murder." And he says, "You shouldn't hate. Not even the fact that you would go to murder, but the root cause of that anger and hate, the cause 17, he says, do not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer. Whatever we eat, we're dead. No doubt. Is that wild person? If you eat a lot of it, it makes you sad. But it doesn't defile a person. Jesus is saying, for what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defines. So think about this. What are you producing? Vile speech? Is it hateful speech? Is it vile actions? Is it hateful action? Whether you're on the left or whether you're on the right, if it's rooted in hate and not in love, if it's rooted in anger, not love, then what is it? I can tell you what it's not. It's not of Christ. It's not of God. And everyone should be able to agree that Jesus commands us to what? Love one another as I have loved you. You don't throw mace in another person's face. You don't beat them with love. You don't spit in their face. You don't call out their parentage, their culture. Say that Christ Jesus is in us as that baptism occurs. The Holy Spirit takes us, changes us, and makes us something better than we would be without. If we don't have the composure, if we don't have the strength of will to resist saying something hurtful to another person, that's right.